New Delhi. The government of India has formally opened applications for its flagship policy to promote domestic manufacturing of electric passenger vehicles. The move offers significantly reduced import duties to global automakers that commit to investing in the country's EV sector. Union Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy launched the dedicated portal on Tuesday, with the application window open until October 21, 2025. The scheme is expected to attract global players with incentives tied to local manufacturing, technology transfer, and domestic value addition. Despite widespread speculation, Minister Kumaraswamy clarified that Tesla has shown interest only in retail operations, not manufacturing. There, Tesla's interest is only to open the showroom. They want to sell their cars in India. Other than that, there is no further development, Kumaraswamy said. He also addressed media reports quoting Mercedes-Benz as unwilling to participate, stating that the German luxury automaker had already invested heavily in the scheme before its launch. Under the scheme, automakers committing to invest 4,150 crore rupees in EV manufacturing in India will be allowed to import up to 8,000 electric vehicles per year at a reduced import duty of 15%, significantly lower than the current rate of 70-100%. The policy mandates that companies must start operations within 3 years of approval and begin local manufacturing of E4-wheelers, E4Ws, with at least 25% domestic value addition, DVA, within that time frame. This DVA must increase to 50% within 5 years. The scheme is designed to bring in high-value technology and deepen the EV manufacturing ecosystem, said Cameron Rizvi, Secretary of the Ministry of Heavy Industries. Only automakers with a global automotive manufacturing revenue of at least 10,000 crore rupees and a minimum global investment in fixed assets of 3,000 crore rupees are eligible to apply, based on the latest audited financials. A bank guarantee from a scheduled commercial bank in India equivalent to the total duty foregone are 4,150 crore rupees, whichever is higher, is mandatory for approval. While the current round of applications closes on October 21, the ministry retains the right to reopen the window periodically until March 15, 2026.